All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. As always, I hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat real quick from the bottom to the top. Here we go. Fedora the Explorer is up first. Kathy, 1604. Jules, 21 hours. Naz, N. Tyra, Hassle-Free TV, Scooter, 8887. Alpha Acres, Tex Billy, Robin McGroin, the McGroin Nation, Swethy, Sun Gun, Neon Widow, Christopher Arnott, Lizzie 859, Ron John Bergerman, Dana 59, Salty Gonads is with us tonight, Flash River, Lisa Maurer is on, Regina Loves Art, Veronica 18201 is on, JBC 2020 is on, I'm Not Your Fool is on, love you guys, appreciate you, like and share, let's get this to as many people as we can. I see a Kansas Log Dog just hopped on, Mara Z is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. I really, really, really do. Now, here's the thing. Just one thing off the pregame. It's already 9:10. I got to hustle here. Kamala Harris on the trans prisoners. Just one thing. You know, she said while she was the AG of California, maybe while she was the senator of California, she made sure that men in prison wanting to be women got their quote unquote trans care, which means they're going to lop off their body parts potentially, but really not even that, because you don't have to do that to go to female prisons. So their trans care would probably be to take some hormones, and they go from a men's prison to a female prison inside of California. Now, let me just throw this out to you, because I like to start off always with rudimentary logic. Why is it that the only people that want to go to the opposite sex prison are men wanting to go to women's prisons? Why don't I see the lines forming for women trying to go to men's prisons? I'm just curious, because women can take hormones too, start growing some whiskers, and they can go to men's prisons according to Kamala Harris's policies.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious about why it is that why is it that I never see women lining up to go into men's restrooms? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm wondering if there's just some sort of, you know, I'm saying this, of course, sarcastically. Is there some sort of perversion motivation behind this? Like, you know, men wanting to go into women's prisons, men wanting to go into women's bathrooms? Because you can ask any cop, you know, ask them how many pervert crimes they ever worked that were women. How many pervert suspects were ever women? Ever. Outside of the few national cases that you saw where a woman teacher was sleeping with a male student. Other than that, you will never ever see a peeping Tom woman. Ever. And lo and behold, so Kamala Harris is making sure that men can take some hormone treatments, go in fully penised into a female prison, and rape women, which has already happened in the state of California.
Yep.
So if she becomes president, that will be her national policy, whatever she did in California, will be her policy for the entire United States of America. All right, so onward to the shooting here. And believe it or not, I am actually trying to escape the shooting, the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. I'm in it. I'm very interested in it. But I do worry about everybody on the TLP, everybody in the chat, everybody watching the TLP right now, because we are doing the shooting every night. But the problem is it keeps coming up, because today you had a testimony given to the senatorial hearing from the new director of the Secret Service, Ron Rowe, and a member of the FBI doing their part of their investigation. Testified in front of a bunch of senators today, of course, got all softballs from Democrats. You're always supposed to believe that these people are unbiased and trying to get to the truth. But imagine what it would be like if there was an attempted assassination of Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. What would the Democratic senators be like? Now, I know that this sounds really, really politically biased, but it's not. That if there was actually an assassination attempt on a Democratic Party president, or leading contender for the nomination or the Democratic nominee, we on the right would be outraged by it.
Yep.
We would actually be outraged by it, because we never want anybody killed. The only people that actually want people killed are the globalist left, which is the Democratic Party. They kill people at the border. They cause 100,000 Americans to die per year. Number one cause of death between the age of 18 and 25 now is fentanyl deaths. That's caused by the Democrats. 1.2 million abortions per year. Number one cause of death in the black community are Democratic Party abortion clinics on every urban corner in America. Planned Parenthood clinics paid for by the Democratic Party, defunded by Donald Trump, refunded by Joe Biden. So here you have the new head, Ron Rowe, Speaking here to Josh Hawley, this is a Betty Johnson video titled Total Humiliation. Josh Hawley breaks disgraced U.S. Secret Service director after forcing him to admit there has been no punishment after Trump was shot in the head. Nobody's been fired. Can you imagine that? And I want you to watch this through a certain lens. You can watch it through whatever lens you want. But you can watch it through this lens if you want to. Is notice what he doesn't know. I mean, here we are 17 days later. 17 days later. And, you know, after being in law enforcement for 25 years, and I know a lot of cops, you know everything about any crime that you're investigating 5 hours later, 6 hours later, max next day. You know every rudimentary fact you know. Notice how many rudimentary facts. I'm talking about shell casing facts, who talked to who facts. He doesn't know anything, but he actually does, because what we're supposed to do is either believe in the integrity of these people, which is impossible. The left does. They believe in the integrity of these institutions because it's politically beneficial for them to do so. So you either have to believe in their integrity or in that, well, I simply don't know. Or you have to believe that they're galactically incompetent, which they are, but they're really not even that, because they're actually purposefully incompetent. What you have to believe is that this is a giant cover-up. So those are your options. Absolute, unbelievable, unmeasured incompetence, that they are full of integrity, or this is a giant cover-up. Now, not knowing these facts proves that it's one, it's either incompetence, yeah, or it's a cover-up. So here you go. So here's the interview. This is Josh Hawley questioning the interim Secret Service head, who was second in command to Kim Cheadle, was making all the decisions with Kim Cheadle, for Kim Cheadle, was in charge of the personnel decisions at the Secret Service. Don't believe a word this guy is saying, because none of what he is saying, he's either obfuscating truth or lying under oath. And by the way, he needs to be prosecuted when we take over the DOJ. So here is the confrontation between Hawley and Ronald Rowe. Play for me.
American is dead, that other Americans were critically wounded. Isn't that enough mission failure for you to say that the person who decided that that building should not be in the security perimeter probably ought to be stepped down?
Senator, I think you're using the word decided, and I think we need to allow the investigation play out to include.
Who did make the decision then? If it wasn't the lead site agent, who made the decision not to put that in the security perimeter?
Senator, you're zeroing in on one particular agent. I want to find out exactly what was the entire decision process. So I think I want to be neutral and make sure that we get to the bottom of it and interview everybody in order to determine if there was more than one person who perhaps exercised bad judgment.
Well, sure. My question is, why don't you relieve everybody of duty who made bad judgment? So, yeah, you're right. I am zeroing in on somebody. I'm trying to find somebody who's accountable here. You're telling me that the person who made the decision not to include this in the perimeter has not been relieved of duty. What about the person who is in charge of the interoperability of radio frequencies between local law enforcement and Secret Service? Has that person been relieved of duty?
No, Senator, because interoperability is a challenge, is a greater challenge than just one person. On that day, we had a counterpart system. It failed spectacularly.
As the person who made the decision to send Donald Trump onto stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
Has the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the decision-making process
was? What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot.
A lot of people didn't do their jobs.
I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean? Put your thumb on the scale.
The objective. You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold them accountable.
I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity. and not rush to judgment and put people unfairly persecuted.
I can't unfairly persecuted.
Unfairly,
we've got people,
sir,
who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rallygoers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree. This was a failure, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Well, I hope you're going to do something about it. Let me ask you something else. The Real Clear Politics reports this morning that you were directly involved in denying additional security resources and personnel, including counter snipers, not just to this event, but over the last 2 years that President Trump's team repeatedly asked for these additional resources, and you personally were involved in denying them. Is that true?
Senator, as I stated earlier, that is not true.
So you never denied any resources to former President Trump's team?
No, not me. No,
and,
sir.
And you, weren't, involved in any of that? You were never involved in the decision-making?
No, sir, I was not.
Let me ask you just one or two other things here quickly. Well, whistleblowers tell me that, in fact, law enforcement were stationed to be on that roof and that law enforcement abandoned their post because it was too hot. Is that accurate?
Senator, I have heard that as well. They posted up inside. And I think moving forward, as I said earlier, we're going to ensure that state and local counter snipers are on roofs.
But do you know if someone was supposed to be on the roof? Do you know if someone was in fact? That's what the whistleblower tells me. That may or may not be accurate. Do you know that to be the fact? Was somebody posted to the roof, local law enforcement or whomever?
I do not know that to be a fact.
Well, can I ask you why you don't know that?
Again, Senator, we are looking at this, and they should have been on that roof. And the fact that they were in the building is something that I'm still trying to understand.
I just want to express my frustration, Director, that 17 days or whatever it's been, that whistleblowers are telling us more than you are, and you don't know, you haven't ascertained if there was supposed to be law enforcement on the roof. That seems like a pretty basic fact. I'm also told that local law enforcement suppliers offered the Secret Service drones, and you declined them. Is that true?
So, Senator, I've been very transparent and forthcoming.
Your agency has not been transparent and forthcoming, so please, let's not go there.
I have been forthcoming, sir.
That remains to be seen. You've been on the job a few days. So far, you've fired nobody. Now, the drones.
Thank you,
sir.
Were
you offered drones?
Senator Hawley.
So there was an offer to fly a drone on that day.
And why did you deny it?
I think the ability of local law enforcement to provide an asset, we probably should have taken them up on it if it was offered.
Oh, you think you might want to take it up then because you're supposed to supply the drones and then you don't because you keep, and this is Ronald Rowe, who's in charge of all personnel decisions. Prior to being installed as the Secret Service Director under Kim Cheadle, he was in charge of all personnel decisions. In other words, if you ask for more personnel, and I might or might not, because it's another long one. There's an exchange, obviously, between him and Ted Cruz later on, or maybe before, but I picked it up. But anyway, it's just as long, so I might or might not show because it gets to be a little redundant. But so you're asked to, you know, you're not providing the technology. Now, remember, they also promised that although we're turning down personnel, we're giving them the best technology, but not one drone.
Right.
A drone costs what again, Aaron? A good one. What's a good drone cost?
Like $1,000.
$1,000. Yeah. $35 trillion in debt and a $4 billion budget, but the Secret Service can't put out $1,000 for a drone. And they have many, many drones. So this Ronald Rowe, who's testifying right there, the new acting Secret Service Director, he is the guy who's turning down the Trump request. And again, what I was going to say about the Ted Cruz interview or whatever you want to call it, confrontation that he has with Ronald Rowe. He's asked more about those personnel decisions. And you can tell that Ronald Rowe is lying and it's one of those things where he asks how many times, I may just have to play it. It's way better if I play it, but I'll just give you one example.
Yeah.
Cruz asked Rowe, how many times did you turn down personnel to the Trump campaign? And he answers, at the Butler event? How is that an answer to the question? And Cruz goes over and over and over at him saying, how many times, give me a number, how many times did you turn down personnel to the Trump campaign? Well, I can say that at the Butler event, they were fully staffed, which they weren't. That's all a lie, too.
Yep.
They had three Secret Service agents there, and the rest were DHS agents. Department of Homeland Security, you even know that they had protective detail? You know why you didn't know they had a protective detail? Because they don't have a protective detail. So they just sent these DHS clowns out there to mill around and do absolutely nothing. And so let's go backwards. Let's go backwards. Let's go back to front. Drones turned down. Why? His answer, I don't know. After 17 days, he doesn't know.
Yep.
Why the drones were turned, why the drone was turned down. He doesn't know the answer 17 days later. I mean, come on. That is 2 weeks and 3 days later, and the head of the Secret Service can't give a cogent answer about why drones were turned down. Okay, then he's asked, okay, the local Butler County Police Department, there's other police departments too, so I'll just call them locals. So you had local cops that were supposed to be stationed on the roof, but they weren't. Why? Now, we all heard the rumor was that it was too hot. Of course, Rhode has no idea why they weren't there. 17 days later, he doesn't know why they weren't on the roof. There's been no community. I mean, 17 days?
Yeah.
I mean, can we just, I mean, if I just sat here for an hour and stared at you and you stared at me for 1 hour, you know how long that would be? This is 17 groupings of 24 hours. And he doesn't know why. Here I mean, why am I yelling? I don't even know why I'm yelling. It just all pisses me off.
Yeah, you're mad.
It's like, how do you not know in 17 days? Or are you lying under oath as the head of a law enforcement agency? You don't know why there wasn't a sniper on the roof. You don't know why they left. You don't know why You don't know, did they leave because it was too hot? You don't know the answers to any of those things after 17 days. And what we get is, I have lost sleep. I mean, what world do these idiots live in?
Yeah.
We don't care that you've lost sleep. There's a man who's dead, too critically injured, and our president's ear was shot off. And you're losing sleep, Ronald Rowe? We don't care. It just shows what kind of spineless, little, unmanly worm you are. I've lost sleep. No, but who goes and testifies about that?
Yeah.
It's like testifying, my feelings are hurt. You're hurting my feelings. I like to testify in front of Congress or the Senate today that all of you are hurting my feelings. My feelings are hurt. I mean, these people don't live. Once you go to Washington, D.C., you must actually get a lobotomy. There must be a requirement upon entering Washington, D.C. that you get a lobotomy, that you are so socially inept that you would testify in front of the Senate that you have lost sleep. No kidding. An assassination attempt, the first one since Ronald Reagan? Really? This is you might want to lose a little sleep over it. All right, so lead site agent, not fired. The person making all the decisions, the person who actually has the answers to, or should have the answers to, why there was no Secret Service agents or no locals, sniper units on that critical roof, that person's not been disciplined at all. They're still in active duty. They're not even suspended with pay.
Yeah.
The reason why he answers the question, I can't remember whether it's to Cruz or Holly, but he actually answers the question. These guys are still conducting investigations. These guys are still conducting, these people are in charge of criminal investigations.
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely insane. So the lead site agent who was supposed to be there, and this is a rumor that I've heard, they were supposed to be there, you're supposed to be there somewhere between 7-8 days in advance. They might have, may not have even been there the day before. We know the snipers weren't. We know the snipers weren't there.
Right.
We got that. And we know, and so the lead site agent, the person in charge of this debacle, who's in charge of the protection detail in Butler, Pennsylvania on 7/13, has not been fired nor disciplined nor even suspended with pay. And that's the person who should have the answers to why the sniper wasn't on the roof. But again, the Secret Service didn't attend the sniper's briefing at 9 a.m. on 7/13. And that's under the site agent, right? Yeah. So then the comms, so Holly asked him, the comms, the person in charge of communications, just calling it comms, person's in charge of the comms on the site, have they been fired at this point? Nope, not at all. So when you have Butler, Pennsylvania, trying to call into the Unified Command Center about, you know, we've got a guy with a gun on the roof, and somehow it's not communicated to the Secret Service, that guy's still in charge. And Rogue uses the comms operation is interoperability. What in crap does that even mean? Does anybody know what interoperability means?
No.
What does that even mean? I bet you it means absolutely nothing, because it's part of the lobotomy you have to get when you move into Washington, D.C. Person sent Trump on the stage. Have they been fired yet? Knowing that Crooks was there, that they will acknowledge that they knew, but they only considered him suspicious with a rangefinder. And now a building being surrounded by local cops, that was only suspicious to them, not a threat. Again, when you're dealing with street-level law enforcement, I was a cop for 25 years, got another cop in the room with me right now. You're dealing with street-level law enforcement. A suspicious person is not a crime, obviously. But when you're dealing with a protective detail, and a suspicious person on the street, by the way, is not a threat necessarily. But on a protective detail, everything suspicious is a threat. Every suspicious person is a threat and shuts down the event until that person is dealt with. And we went over this last night. I don't want to be redundant, but the cops on scene saw them, took pictures of them, sent them to each other, did call it into their unified command center, the unified comms that somehow the Secret Service missed. So we need to know if there was supposed to be a Secret Service agent sitting next to a unified command radio that didn't hear it or blew it off.
Yeah.
But don't worry, the person in charge of comms is still working in the Secret Service and not even suspended, not even disciplined, nothing. So the person who sent Trump on the stage, still on duty, not suspended, nothing. Person who didn't pull Trump off the stage has not been disciplined. 17 days later, because Ronald Rowe, it wants to conduct a thorough investigation. 17 days later, you don't know any of these things? This is all just a giant cover-up. Whether Ronald Rowe knew about the assassination attempt or not before it took place doesn't matter. Somebody did. And now Ronald Rowe is covering for that somebody. That is what's happening. Gosh, is it really already 9:30?
Yep.
Rowe involved. So Rowe says nobody's going to be disciplined without a protocol violation. So was it protocol to not check and see where snipers are? That's not protocol. Was it not protocol for your Secret Service sniper team to actually show up for the briefing? Did they violate protocol by not coming and do a thorough site survey days in advance? I mean, what's the protocol? Is it protocol that sniper units only show up, CS teams only show up when the event is within driving distance of DC? Is that your protocol? It's just unbelievable. These things, everything there was a protocol violation. Having only three Secret Service agents at an event with 20 or 30,000 people there should be a protocol violation, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Was Rowe involved in personnel denial? How many of you actually believe his answer? As he hesitated to answer that question, was he involved in it? And I believe since he was in charge of all personnel allocations prior to him becoming the acting Secret Service director, I believe he's involved in turning it down. And you'll see it, because I might have to play it because I talked about it so much. You'll see it when he's questioned by Cruz. Sean Davis tweet. So let's move in the FBI, then we'll go back to the Secret Service. The FBI has lied about so far. It's only taken the FBI 17 days to lie to Olympian reaches. The FBI lied about Trump being shot. Well, we don't know whether it's a bullet or not, even though there's a picture of the bullet going by his head. Okay. And even though there is, you know, people can talk about the possibilities of shrapnel. Shrapnel would not be able to strike his ear at the angle that he was at.
Right.
It's not possible. So it's an absolute asinine suggestion by Christopher Wray trying to cover up for whoever ran this assassination attempt. Are you saying, Tom, that Christopher Wray was involved? No. We may never know. How much do we know about JFK's assassination? I mean, the only reason why we know about Ronald Reagan's is because Hinckley was crazy enough to do it on the street. So there's no way to cover that up. But how much do we really know about JFK? I know what everybody thinks they know, but how much do we really know?
Yeah.
We know it was a cabal. We know it was deep state. If you're like me, you believe LBJ killed him. I do. I believe LBJ killed him.
100% agree.
And LBJ has his presidential library where he killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
Dallas. it's like they tell you what they're doing.
Yep.
They tell you what they've done. They do. To mock us. That's what they do. So the FBI already lied about Trump being shot. And then had to come out and say, we acknowledge that he was shot. I mean, and then the FBI lied about the politics of the assassin. Came out that he was anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic. But that was when he was 14. And then came out a Gab account later. Came out, I think that's my next video. Yeah, there it is. I'll let the video speak for itself. Kyle Becker video. Here's Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee questioning the FBI. This is an assistant FBI director. Crook's Gab account more recently espoused pro-immigration, pro-immigration, pro-lockdown, and pro-Biden views, contrary to the claims of the FBI. Kyle Becker video. Why is the FBI claiming anything? I mean, aren't they supposed to be an unbiased investigative law enforcement agency?
Yeah.
Why are you claiming you don't know whether what Trump was shot or not? Why would you claim that? Why would you espouse you? They have his phone, obviously. They have his devices. They know all of his social media posts, but choose only to reveal his earlier social media posts, which makes him appear more pro-conservative. But his later social media posts, which they also have in their possession, show him to be pro-Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they only reveal the earlier ones when they have both right in front of them? Why don't they just reveal them both? You have to have an agenda to do that, which is not surprising to the 880 people that are watching this podcast right now, because that's what we've seen the FBI do over the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yep.
All they do is enforce laws that don't even exist against Republicans, raiding Mar-a-Lago, raiding Project Veritas, raiding James O'Keefe, raiding Giuliani, arresting Bannon, arresting Navarro, arranging the CIA, arranging for the persecution, civil persecution via prosecution of Alex Jones and bankrupting him. We've seen this over and over and over again. Donald Trump was arrested. I always leave that off. Like, he wasn't arrested. He was arrested.
Yeah.
So the FBI has been intimately involved in all of this. So for the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. So it's obvious that we have a Goebbels-style, Mengele-style, Nazi-style, Gestapo-style law enforcement inside, of course, going after 1/6 defendants for knowingly trespassing without knowingly trespassing, which is what they're doing right now. So here's Marsha Blackburn. Crook's Gab account more recently espoused pro-immigration, pro-lockdown, pro-Biden views. Play for me, Heather.
You had mentioned a social media account that espoused anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic views, but you did not say what platform that was on and what the username was. And this is Crooks that we're discussing.
Yes, Senator, that's Crook. I didn't want to comment on it because we haven't fully confirmed yet, and I thought that as soon as we confirm and certify,
I will supply that to you. And absolutely. Also the age at which he had those feelings. And then we understand that the Gab account is pro-immigration, pro-lockdown, leftist views. Is that accurate?
I haven't seen it directly, but I believe from what I've been told, that is accurate. With the Gab account, we're also, though that's been publicly revealed through the CIO and other things, we're still working to certify and verify that that's his account also. But it does have differing points of view, it would appear.
Okay. And what age and how fresh is that Gab account?
The Gab account, based on my recollection, the comments in there or the messaging is from about 2021, I believe.
Okay. And the other preceded that? Maybe he was age 14?
Yes, Senator. The other account that we talked about was in the 2019-2020 timeframe. So it would have been in the couple years right before the Gab
message. Right before that.
Just have to comment on the chat real quick. Fedora the Explorer says, give me back my bullets. It's one of my favorite Leonard Skinner songs. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. So here, let me just ask you this. So here you have the guy that's basically in charge of the FBI's investigation of J-13, right? And he is answering questions from Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. So he knows he's going to a senatorial hearing, right? He's going to be questioned at a hearing. This event occurred 17 days ago, and she asks him about the Gab account where he now has become way more leftard, pro-Biden leftard. Their quote, the FBI released, now listen, it wouldn't be, I mean, it'd still be an issue, but it would be a much smaller issue if the FBI had released nothing. But what the FBI releases is his earlier 14-year-old Facebook account where he's pro, where he's anti-Semitic. And I can't remember what the other thing was. Anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic. Yeah. Anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic.
Yep.
When he was 14. He's 20 now, okay? So they let, now they have both, but they only released the one that showed him to be a conservative, just like they do in every mass shooting. And then we find, of course, they won't release the manifesto out of Nashville, of course, why that is. Again, everyone practicing evil, hates the light, does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. So they refuse to release this. Why everything's redacted, nothing is released. That all must change when we run the DOJ and the State Department. However, so this would not be an issue except the FBI chose to release the anti-conservative stuff. Mm-hmm. They chose to release the stuff that would hurt conservatives when they had the stuff that would hurt liberals that was actually closer to the time of the event. That was more recent. His most recent posts were pro-liberal, pro-Biden.
Yeah.
His least recent least posts were the anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic stuff when he was 14 years of age. None of this would be pertinent except the FBI chose to release one and not the other. They chose the one that would hurt the conservatives because the FBI are a bunch of leftist Gestapo members. That's all they are. They're the brown shirts for the Democratic Party. So he's asked about this Gab account, and his answer is, I haven't fully confirmed. Aaron, who is a tech guy, in my opinion, I'm biased, and one of my best friends, tech genius, answers, what does that mean? That's what Aaron said. If you couldn't hear, I mean, you probably couldn't hear him. But anyway, so he asked, what does that even mean? Yeah, we're muted during the video. So.
Yeah.
That's what Aaron said. I can hear him, but you can't when we're watching the videos. He goes, what is that? I haven't fully confirmed. What does confirmed mean? You have to look at it 500 times. Right. Fully, you have to print it out on a computer. I mean, what does fully confirmed? Help me understand. what does fully confirmed mean? You've seen it for 17 freaking days. What's there to confirm?
Right.
You certainly confirmed the 14-year-old post that you decided to post yourself.
Exactly.
But the others that actually exonerate conservatism, those aren't fully confirmed. And then he's asked about the Gab account. You are going to a senatorial hearing. You are going to testify to senators. And he's asked about the Gab account, which is the most recent account, which shows him to be pro-Biden. And he's asked about that account. And he says he hasn't seen it directly. Why are you there?
Right.
Why are you even there? And I can't believe even a leftard moron, a person who's voting for Kamala Harris, who is a leftard moron, no matter whether you have an R in front of your name or a D in front of your name, even being as moronic as you are, how in the world could you ever accept that as an answer? I haven't seen it directly and you're testifying? Why are you testifying? Go, Aaron.
Well, it goes back to your point where you say these people aren't smart. They're just zealous.
Right.
I'm like, I bet you that they forgot about that Gab account. They forgot to scrub that. And then they're like, oh, crap.
Right.
Oh, we have this account and it's got like pro-Biden stuff on that. We didn't see it. We don't know.
That's right. Pro-immigration, pro-open borders, pro-Biden in the Gab account. That Gab account came from 2021. Yeah. The Facebook account comes from when he was 14, six years ago in 17, 18.
Yeah.
So the most recent account, he's pro-Biden. And then goes and shoots Trump. All right, I'm going to have to show you this because I didn't really want to because it's long, but it really is good. Benny Johnson video, wow, total savage mode. Senator Ted Cruz just ended the career of disgraced Secret Service director. Play for me, Heather.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rowe, thank you for being here. I agree with what you said at the outset, that the individual Secret Service agents demonstrated remarkable personal courage, putting their bodies in between the line of sight of the shooter and the president. That being said, the bravery of the line agents is quite different from the decisions of Secret Service leadership. Secret Service leadership committed catastrophic security failures, indeed the worst security failures for the Secret Service since 1981, since the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan. It is incumbent upon this committee to determine why those security failures happened. just after the shooting. Secret Service put out an official statement from your spokesperson that says there's an untrue assertion that a member of the former president's team requested additional security resources and that those were rebuffed. This is absolutely false. In fact, we added protective resources and technology and capabilities as part of the increased campaign travel tempo. Was this tweet accurate?
With respect to Butler, Pennsylvania, it is accurate, sir.
It is accurate that the Trump team had not asked for additional security and had not been rebuffed.
If you're talking about Butler, Pennsylvania, all assets requested were approved. If you're talking about the media reporting of assets requested, there were times when assets were unavailable and not able to be filled, and those gaps were staffed with state and local law enforcement tactical assets.
So I'm reading from the Washington Post, July 20th, 2024. Secret Service said to have denied requests for more security at Trump events. The opening paragraph. Top officials of the U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied requests for additional resources and personnel sought by Donald Trump's security detail in the 2 years leading up to his attempted assassination, according to four people familiar with the requests. Is that right, that repeatedly the Trump detail asked for more resources and repeatedly Secret Service leadership turned that down?
That is not accurate, Senator. Assets are requested. There's a process that is made. And
how many requests did the Trump team or the Trump detail ask for?
I can get you that number in a queue.
You don't know now.
So I can speak to the ones that reported in the Washington Post, and we can go through them if you like.
But you don't know how many requests there were.
In general, how many requests since 2021 that the former Trump detail has made a request for assets?
You've had 2 weeks. You had a spokesperson put something out that is false on its face. By the way, did you approve this statement when it went out?
I don't know if I did or didn't, Senator.
Has this spokesperson, is he still employed? Does he still have a job?
He is still employed, Senator.
So he lied on behalf of the Secret Service. He still has a job. Did your predecessor, the former director, does she approve this statement?
Senator, our comms team, they send out statements. They do deconflict them and they put them out.
Did she approve this statement?
I don't know if she did or did not, Senator.
And you don't know if you did either?
I don't recall approving it, Senator.
Will you commit to provide this committee in writing every written request for additional resources from the Trump campaign or the Trump detail and every response from Secret Service?
Senator, I will commit to providing responses and getting you the information that you are seeking.
Let me ask you something. And who makes the decision to deny those requests? Did you make that decision?
Which requests? Are you talking about the ones that were in the Washington Post?
Yes.
The process, sir, is that a detail will make a request for either staffing, technical assets. That is handled between the field office and the detail. It goes up to a logistics office between our
Okay, so there's a bureaucracy. Is there a decision maker?
It's not a bureaucracy, Senator.
Give me the person that's a decision maker. Is there one?
Senator, it's a conversation. It's not just an absolute yay or nay.
So let me tell you what I believe. I believe that the Secret Service leadership made a political decision to deny these requests. And I think the Biden administration has been suffused with partisan politics. Did the same person who denied the request for additional security to President Trump also repeatedly deny the request for security to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father was murdered by an assassin and whose uncle was murdered by an assassin? Did the same person make that decision?
Senator, what I will tell you is that Secret Service agents are not political.
Okay, you're not answering my
question.
But you know what? Leadership appointed by the president,
leadership
appointed by the president is political. I have a simple question, yes or no. Did the same person deny the Trump request that also denied the RFK request? That's a yes or no question.
Senator, that is not a yes or no question. One, there is a process for a candidate nominee to receive protection.
Is there?
That
does the
is
buck
a
stop anywhere? Does
that is
the
a
buck
bicameral,
stop
bipartisan
anywhere?
Process so, that the Hill
it's
participants.
It's a bicameral, bipartisan process. What camera?
For a candidate,
you are
a
not a Congress. You don't have a camera.
Mr. Kennedy submitted a request that was referred over to the CPAC.
Okay, you're refusing to answer the question. Let me ask, because the failures on that day were catastrophic. By the way, is it true that on the day of the Butler event that Secret Service transferred agent from President Trump to the First Lady?
No, sir, that's not true.
That's been widely reported.
It's not true. There was one airport agent that actually went on the manpower request for the Trump detail. They handled the arrival at the airport.
What is the what was the relative size of the Trump detail compared to the detail that is assigned to the president or the first lady?
Senator, the former president travels with a full shift, just like the president.
What's the so the exact same size? Is that your testimony that President Trump had the same size detail that President Biden has?
On the day of in Butler, the agents surrounding him, it is the same number of agents surrounding the president today. There is a difference between a sitting president who also not only...
Hold on. You're using president in a way that is not clear. Is it your testimony that in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had the same number of agents protecting him that Joe Biden has at a comparable event?
I'm telling you the shift, the close protection shift surrounding.
That's what you asked me,
Senator, and I'm trying to answer it.
You are not answering it. Is it the same number of agents or not?
Senator, there is a difference between the sitting president of the United States.
Then what's the difference?
The difference?
2X, 3X, 5X,
National
10X?
Command authority to launch a nuclear strike, sir.
I'm not asking. How many more
travel
agents?
With the president that
sir,
the former president
sir,
will not get.
Sir, you are refusing
get.
To
but
answer
But the number
straight,
of Secret Service
sir,
agents
stop
protecting him.
Stop interrupting me.
Go ahead,
you
Senator.
You are refusing to answer clear and direct questions. I am asking the relative difference in the number of agents between those assigned to Donald Trump and those assigned to Joe Biden. I'm not asking why you assign more to Joe Biden. I'm asking, is the difference, is it 2X? Is it 3X? Is it 5X? Is it 10X?
Senator, I will get you that number so you can see it with your own eyes.
How do you not have that answer? Why do you have to get him that number? First of all, you're not answering the question. I am so sick and tired of this stuff. Absolutely so sick and tired of it. Answer the question. We're going back to front as usual. He asked him, what is the difference in allegation of Secret Service agents between Trump and Biden? How many agents are allegated to Trump versus how many Secret Service agents are allegated to Biden? That's it. That's the question. Why won't he answer that? Well, I mean, why won't he answer the question? I mean, it's very simple. And then he simply asked him, are there more agents given to Biden than Trump? That is a, or Biden, Joe Biden versus Trump, or Joe Biden versus Trump. Who gets the most agents? Does Biden get more than Trump? Either Jill or Joe? Yes or no? Does Biden get more than Trump? Yes or no? Why can't he answer that question? He goes into a diatribe about the sitting president of the United States and his finger on the nuclear button and all this crap. It's not what was asked. That means you're lying. That means you are covering up. That means you are committing perjury via obfuscation.
Yep.
Answer the dadgum question. Unbelievable. How many times? Is it two times as many? Three times as many? And then he's asked, and he says he's going to get him that information. How do you not know after 17 days how many agents Trump has versus how many Biden has, how many Joe Biden has? How do you not know that? After 17 days, the answer is, of course, he already knows, but doesn't want to answer the question because it's not politically expedient for him to do so for his glorious Democratic Party. We know that because that's who this guy is. So how many times, you simply asked, how many times did the Trump campaign, how many times did they request additional resources, personnel or technology? How many times? He won't give the answer to it.
Yeah.
He answers the question with respect to Butler. All of their requests were given to them. All of their requests were met. Really? How'd that sniper team end up working out? That worked out really well. You know, I heard one of their protocols from this idiot, Ronald Rowe. Is this how their snipers work? Their snipers for the Secret Service, their snipers are only inside to out, not outside to in. That's their protocol for the secret. That's their protection of the presidents of the United States. They have them basically sitting behind the president, looking out, but no snipers looking in. That is the standing Secret Service protocol, just like remdesivir is the only standing protocol for treating COVID. And you know how great that works out. And then you have people like Eli Crane and other snipers who go, you know what, the very first place that I position myself on the protective detail as a SEAL team sniper would be on the water tower, which is outside to in, not inside to out.
Yeah.
Stupid idiots. I mean, just imagine having a effeminate gay man in charge of protecting you. That's what, you know what I mean? That is the epitome. That is the embodiment of the Secret Service. That's how effective they are. We're so lucky there aren't more of these attempts, and I pray there never is another one for any president. But I'm just saying, we're so lucky there isn't, because really what we have are a bunch of idiots who have no idea what they're doing, who act like they have expertise. How many times was the request for additional resources rebuffed? For Butler, Pennsylvania, they were given all they wanted. That wasn't the question. How many, Aaron, are you getting this? How many times did it ask about Butler?
Right.
He didn't ask, were the Trump campaign's request for personnel at the Butler event met? Then you answer, at the Butler event, yes.
Yeah.
He asked how many times during the entire Trump campaign, during the entire time Trump has been under Secret Service protection since leaving the Oval Office, how many times has your office, because Ronald Rowe is in charge of personnel decisions, how many times has your office turned him down? Well, under the Butler event, he got all he wanted. That wasn't what the question was.
Yeah.
Why won't you answer? Because it's not politically expedient for you to do so. Then you have their spokesman Gugliani puts out that statement that no requests from the Trump team were ever turned down. And that turned out via the Washington Post, not Times, Post, that bastion of right-wing conservatism, comes out and completely disproves what Gugliani said. And then Roe is asked, did you approve that? And he doesn't remember? How would you not remember the most important event that has occurred at least in the 21st century in the United States?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
An assassination attempt of a presidential candidate where he was actually shot in the face. And you don't remember whether or not you sent out your press secretary to give a statement? You don't remember? Anybody? Now listen, this all needs to be disproven via emails, because it always is, and text, but I'm sure they're having a data migration as we speak at the Secret Service right now. How many times were the Trump team's requests turned down? 5, 6, 7. Roe says he does not know, but don't worry, he'll get it for you. And did Roe turn them down? He doesn't know the answers to any questions. And then the last thing here, for the personnel allocation decisions, who was the rulemaker? And he says it's a process. Really? So everything, when you're dealing with the security detail, with the life of a human being, it's a process called CPAC. That's interesting. It's called CPAC. Mm-hmm. It's their decision-making process called CPAC. So what do? Sit around a table, sing Kumbaya? Whoever sings the best makes the decisions? Somebody made the decisions.
Yeah.
The person in charge of making all personnel decisions prior to Ronald Rowe becoming the head of the Secret Service was Ronald Rowe. So was he not in charge of making those decisions? Was the same person that turned down all of the Trump requests? Was that the same person who turned down the request for RFK Jr.? Because that would seem to be very politically motivated if that was the case. And who was the person making those decisions? Of course, he doesn't know the answer to any of those things. Let me give me 60 seconds for my one and only sponsor here. Then we're going to finish off with a nice big surge of Kamala Harris for everybody.
Yes.
We're going to be kind of sort of reporting from the campaign trail of Kamala Harris. One and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group, conservative owned. Nope. MAGA owned, MAGA operated, veteran owned, veteran operated. The greatest thing about Midas Gold, it is physical gold in your hands. We all need to be buying gold right now because they're trying to destroy the dollar. Who's they? The BRICS movement. Turkey just joined it. The BRICS movement trying to turn the entire currency of the globe over to the Chinese yuan instead of the USD. Trying to de-dollarize the globe, devalue the USD. Our own administration is doing the exact same thing via hyperinflation. And the people that are doing these destructive things against the dollar are hoarding and buying hundreds of tons of gold. That's not an exaggeration. They are doing it. China is buying and hoarding hundreds of tons of gold because they're telling you when they destroy the currency, the new currency will be gold. We all need to be buying gold. Now, buy from Midas. It's physical gold in your hands. Open up an IRA. You're a multimillionaire. You need to diversify. Buy a lot of gold. Gold never loses all its value. Buy gold. Buy it from a company that doesn't hate us. Buy it from a MAGA company that loves us. Midas Gold Group. Buy it from them. And when you do, tell them that TLP sent you. All right, let me show you this now. This is all fun. This is the fun part of the show. This is actually an account called Republicans Against Trump. Who's voting for Kamala Harris? I'm just, not to do a long diatribe on this story, 958, but what exactly, I've seen a lot of these, they put them out on the Lincoln Project all the time, the Lennon Project, as Bongino calls it.
Yeah.
They put them out there, they put out these statements from former Republicans that are now voting for Kamala Harris, or voting for Joe Biden before that. So what exactly turns you into a Biden supporter or a Kamala Harris supporter? Because you said you were a Republican, but now, because Donald Trump's so awful, you're not going to vote for him. So what was it that made you not vote for him? Just, I mean, just curious about all of these, but whether it's Mitt Romney or any of the Bushes or Mike Pence or any of these people. What? So now you're a Republican voting for somebody who is pro-abortion. You're a Republican that's now voting for a communist or socialist. You're now a Republican who is pro-censorship. You're now a Republican who's pro-open borders. You're now a Republican who's for partial birth abortion. You're now a Republican for higher taxes. So how exactly are you still a Republican then?
Mm-hmm.
If you're for those things, and were you ever a Republican to begin with? I love this account, Republicans Against Trump. And all they do is put out pro-Biden Harris stuff for years now, for years. So these are Republicans who want to slaughter the unborn and lop off the testicles of little boys. How exactly are you Republican? And they this is their tweet. They go, "Holy bleep! Check out," they use the S word. "Check out the line." They're very excited about this line. Very excited about this line. Just side by side, guys. "Check out the line for Vice President Harris's rally. Let's do it. Let's check out this line. This is the line outside." Now, this is not in a small town. This is in Atlanta, Georgia. Look at the line. They say, "Holy bleep, check out the line. Look at it." Where is the line? Wah, wah, wow. I mean, wow, that's just giant, isn't it? This is outside of Atlanta. Now, notice you're like, that's a pretty good, yeah, you know what? That is a good line for a movie.
Yeah.
That's a good line for a movie. It ends there. That's why they don't continue to do the Trump thing. That's where it ends. I'm pointing there. There we go. It ends there, right? When they come, this is camera angle coming up here. That's the end of the line. Now, if this was a Trump rally, you know what would be going on, which I'll show you in just a second. So here it is. I'll go to the next one for me, Heather, and you can just go run it side by side whenever you guys can. Sarah Rose video. These people wait overnight to see Trump. Here, now there's Trump line. Look at that. Let's see where it stops. But you celebrate your little block party there. So look at this line for the Trump rally. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Look, it... You see, kind of see the difference? They can't even get to the end of it. You can't even get to the end of it. And then notice how much longer it's rolling. They can't even get to it's still going.
And it's getting thicker.
Yeah, it's getting thicker as you go. And it's going this way. And it's going that way. It's all over the place. So you see the difference? Let me just state for the record, you can't win presidential elections when you attract less people.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, look at the size of this thing. That's the line that leads to the party. I don't even know what's going on here.
They're trying to get into those tents right there.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, that's the line going that way. Okay, yeah. See, there you go. There it is. It's not even close. So when you see all these ridiculous polls, remember these videos, because if the polls tell you that Harris is in the lead, they're lying. Listen, rallies don't lie. Polls do. Let's go to the next one. George video. Kamala is holding a rally in deep blue Philadelphia, and only 68 people showed up. Play for me, Heather. All right, fastest video load of your time ever, Chuck Cholesterol video. So there's Kamala Harris's 68-person rally inside of what looks like a strip mall. Here's Trump's event, Chuck Cholesterol video. Play for me, Heather. So there you go, folks. There's no way outside of election fraud that Donald Trump loses to Kamala Harris. But don't worry, because now you got Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, and Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. They're doing a campaign event for Kamala Harris, Johnny MAGA video. Play for me, Heather. Now, just remember the event we just showed you from Trump just a second ago. And now here's it, Josh Shapiro's Philadelphia 2024. Play it for me. So there you go. There's no way Trump loses outside of election fraud. Here's more for our from our border czar, Kamala Harris. And again, I could do this. I could use, go right to it. Just, yeah, there you go. Illegal alien crimes. Tweet, I could go on illegal alien crimes and pull up all of their stuff and do a three-hour show right now.
100%.
On what Kamala Harris has allowed into our country. Here's another one for you. Under the border czar, Dallas County, Texas, earlier this month, so earlier in July, Efrain Palacio Ortega was arrested for indecency with a child. Oh, Donald Trump said rapists and child molesters and murderers allowed across the border. He's called a racist. How exactly are you a racist when rapists and child molesters are crossing the border? What's that got to do with race anyway? You're the one who's signing race to it. If
exactly.
you call him a racist, you're the one who's signing. Are you saying that only people of color commit those crimes? You're the racist, not us. So this is what she's allowed into our country. Another example, and again, spent 3 hours, could do the entire podcast on it. Maybe I need to do that. So here's another one for you. VB Video, speaking of the border czar, here's the border czar. The communists' open borders goal, single party rule and unlimited power. Play it for me, Heather.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
It is wrong to somehow suggest that an undocumented immigrant is a criminal.
Being an undocumented immigrant is not a crime.
I know what a crime looks like. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
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 An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal, and we have to correct course in this conversation.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
An undocumented immigrant is illegal because they are an illegal immigrant. Now ask yourself this question. How are we different than Venezuela? You ever ask?
Yeah.
Like right now you have Maduro trying to, it's unsubstantiated right now, unverified at this point. But allegedly, he's put out arrest warrants for his political opponents now because he stole this election. He got about 20% of the vote, and his opponents got 60% of the vote. That's more than a, it's not just a two-party system there, so it's percentage of votes. He lost. He lost the election. Everybody knows. Every country, even Colombia today, came out and said, you know what? We are not recognizing Maduro as the president. Ecuador hasn't. El Salvador hasn't. Costa Rica. They're all saying we're not going to recognize Maduro as president anymore. Tom, what does this have to do with Kamala Harris? Well, because the reason why there's an open border is not solely for this purpose, but the main purpose is to, of course, add to Democratic Party voter rolls, even illegally. Because now, all you have to do is have a driver's license, which they give you, or last four social security number, which they give you upon your illegal entry, and now you're allowed to vote. They have their plausible deniability where they say, we didn't sign up any of these voters, but we gave them the means to sign up. So they corrupt the elections, just like Maduro has corrupted the elections, stolen the voting machines, now using armed men to steal the electronic voting machines, probably Dominion, and now claim that he won the election, and now trying to arrest his political opponents. How different are we than Venezuela? Who's trying to arrest their political opponents? Who's trying to get their political opponents off the ballot? Who's prosecuting their political opponents? Who's raiding their political opponents' homes? Who is it that conducts corrupt elections? 66,000 invalid ballots in Georgia alone. 19,000 dead people voting in Michigan. Stopping vote counting in the middle of the night while not stopping vote counting. Shea Moss, Ruby Freeman, jamming the same ballots into the same machines over and over again. And then the people who accuse them of doing what they did on videotape, Rudy Giuliani, is sued into bankruptcy for 40. I don't know what you call it, fine, whatever it is, a civil penalty against him for $48 million. Settlement, he has to give $48 million to Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss. That's the settlement. And he's worth $10 million. And he's not allowed to show the video in his trial of them doing what he's accusing them of doing and gets found guilty of defamation and has to pay a $48 million fine to them. How are we different than Venezuela? Really, how are we any different? I would say that were less violent. But the ATF, like I've said 10 times in the show, just got done shooting the administrator of the Little Rock Air Force right in the head for committing a crime only they know exists. Where you have to get a $200 license to sell your firearm for a profit. Did you even know that was a law? I didn't.
No.
Glad I stumbled upon the video, or I might have been raided. So how different are we than Venezuela? How different is that? When I say we, I don't mean all of us. I mean the Democratic Party. How is the Democratic Party different than Maduro? They arrest their political opponents. They raid their homes. They conduct fraudulent elections. They refuse forensic audits. Why would you ever refuse a forensic audit? If I won an election, I'd be like, do it. I would love for you to prove once again I won. Because then I get like a double victory. I get the night of victory.
Exactly.
And then when you challenge it, I get another victory and rub it in your face.
Exactly.
I would love that. I love it. Let me show you this one. Johnny Midnight video. 22 million people. Tucker Carlson. Play for me, Heather.
The numbers you need to understand. Yale University released a study last week by three researchers, all of them liberal, I believe, who concluded that the actual number of illegal aliens in this country is not 11 million. It's north of 22 million. 22 million. Fact one. Fact two. The Democratic Party is now, as a matter of policy, calling for the legalization of all illegals in this country. Citizenship voting rights. 22 million new voters. Fact three. The overwhelming majority of first-time immigrant voters vote Democrat. Fact four, the largest margin in American presidential history was 17 million votes, 1984 election between Mondale and Reagan.
And Reagan, yeah.
17 million. You would add to our voter rolls 22 million, at least, permanent electoral majority in perpetuity. That's what this is about. It's not about making the country better, serving our labor needs, helping the population. It's about putting Democrats in power forever. That is the truth of our immigration debate, period.
That is what is behind the current administration policy, and Kamala Harris ran it as the border czar. Rumble Rants tonight, Nude Monk, $18. Tammy Margriter, $10. Fedora the Explorer, $10. Texas Billy, $50. Thank you guys so much. Love you all in the chat. 13 minutes worth of overtime. Going now to the post game. Going to have a great, I'm not going to tell you who it is. We got a big name guest this week on the show. Not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to wait and see. Big name. Everybody knows him. I'll tell you that. It's not in my own mind. You'll know who it is. Big name guest on the show this week. Wait till you see it. I'll announce it when I can, sort of. Maybe I won't. Maybe we'll just do it on the show. Yeah. I don't know.
Surprise.
We'll play it by ear. But anyway, stick around. Of course, watch every show this week. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Stick around with it. Great little Ultra MAGA party video with Josh Hawley on it. Got to see that one. Great stuff. Love each and every one of you. I'll be on the chat during the post game. I'll be talking to everybody during the post game. I'm watching this right now. Someone guessed Alex Jones. It's not Alex Jones. I will tell you that. It's not Alex Jones. I will tell you that. Don't keep putting names out because I'm not going to tell you anymore. I'm not going to tell you anymore. Somebody just put Bon Jovi. I'm not going to tell you anymore. But it is a big name. One of my personal heroes. So anyway, we'll stick around for that. Huge. It'll be awesome. Don't even know how long that person. I won't even say he or she. That person is going to be on the show. I've only got a certain allotment, but I'm going to try to stretch it. Just like I did when I had George on the show, I'm going to try to stretch it. You know, I was supposed to have George for 30 minutes, kept him for an hour and 15 minutes. But anyway, love you. Stick around for the post game, and I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you guys. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.